Hello out there, and welcome to IMPACT, the official podcast of Drexel University School of Education's Education Doctorate Program. I'm Dr. Deanna Hill, here with my podcasting partner, Dr. Stephanie Smith-Budai, and we're pleased to have Dr. Pia Scott join us today on IMPACT. Dr. Scott is a licensed counselor, certified life coach, and CEO and founder of the P.L. Scott Group. Excited to have Dr. Scott as a guest today to learn about the impact that her Drexel EDD has had on her leadership and scholarship. So, Dr. Scott, tell us about what you've been up to professionally since you graduated with your EDD in Educational Leadership and Management from Drexel.
I have been doing a lot since graduating from Drexel. Like you said, I'm the owner of the P.L. Scott Group, the founder of that. I've done a book. I've authored, currently working on some articles that really focus on college to career development for students, first gen, and also students in general. So that has been I'm very passionate about that. And I learned so much from Drexel and didn't think that I would be in the community as a leader, and just really teaching and incorporating those values in students that, you know, they can look at their career education and their career goals even while they're in school.
Wow, thank you so much for that introduction, Dr. Scott. You have been quite busy since completing the EDD. As you are aware, the EDD in Educational Leadership and Management is designed to prepare scholarly practitioners like yourself to identify and address problems of practice in their own professional contexts. So what made the Drexel EDD appealing to you, and what were you looking for in the doctoral program when you decided on Drexel?
So there were a few things. I had to work, of course, so just keeping that in mind and the flexibility that Drexel offered. So when I was looking for programs, a lot of the programs wanted students to basically leave their full-time jobs, but that's something I couldn't do. So I was looking for a program that, one, was flexible, found Drexel University, and I believe that my advisor at the time was Amber. And I remember talking to Amber about the whole process, and, you know, she answered so many questions that I had. I also researched the professors and the research that they were doing, and I was intrigued by the diversity and the background. And so I decided to apply and got accepted and was just very excited about the flexibility of the program, the diversity, also the vast knowledge that the professors had as well, too. Was just interesting to me. So I decided to do it, the relevance of the studies. And I also like the fact that the EDD was the practitioner being able to take what you've learned, like leadership, like ethics, different things in higher education that I used when I was in higher education working as the director of college to career programs. And so with that, with my schooling, I learned how to do develop curriculum, evaluate programs. So just what Drexel offered was just appealing. And then once I graduated, I actually was able to apply those things that I learned in the program. So that's what why I decided to attend Drexel.
Tell us about your dissertation research.
So my research focused on the reentry and education of formerly incarcerated Black men. Previously, I worked for the Department of Juvenile Justice. I also worked for the Department of Corrections as well, too. Well, I worked in conjunction with them. So some of the individuals that I was supervising in the community would then transition into adult correction. So at that time, a lot of the the men in the community were affected as well. And I saw a lot of returning. Once I moved to Pennsylvania, I worked closely with the Reentry Management Organization. And so I saw a lot of recidivism, just meaning that these individuals who were released from jail or prison, they had to have certain stipulations. So they had to find housing, they had to also find employment 90 days after they were released. And so my being on that side of it, that's impossible sometimes for someone that, and even looking at it, sometimes that's impossible for individuals who don't have you know, a criminal history. And so to put those stipulations on individuals that may not have the education, even just formally, or the soft skills, like time management, if you have to call out from a job, you can't just not show up. You have to be able to really communicate that to your employer. So just those types of things I've noticed. And so that's what sparked me to, or inspired me to do my research with recidivism and reentry education, actually preparing these individuals, even also with higher ed, the same thing, preparing students for going out into the workforce or in the world of work and what that looks like. So I just wanted to understand what their needs were and to create programs to provide that.
That's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about what you learned and what would you say has been the most significant impact of your dissertation research?
So I have learned that it's very complex. There are so many moving parts that you have to be collaborative. You have to work with organizations that are already doing the work. It's a little easier to work with those individuals as well, you know, just with the different needs that people have. There's also a mental health piece that I don't think a lot of people really talk about as well. So as a clinician and a therapist, I'm able to address those types of issues as well with the individuals and their families, and also to educate the community as well. And so when you talk about this program at Drexel, it really prepared me for that, to be ready to have those conversations and to be a leader in the community to really address those needs. So I'll say that is the impact from the dissertation, is to understand what does that look like? How do you evaluate programs? You know, and also we know that we see research that is more quantitative in nature, that it really looks at the program itself, but not at the people. And so my research, I did a qualitative study, really talking to people about their impact. How does this impact you? What are the needs as you see them, that the things that you need? So there's a lot of mentorship needed. There's also employers that have a bonding program. And that just means should something happen, that employer is still protected, you know, just in case something does happen, but that person is still given a chance. And even in Pennsylvania, the Ban the Box, where, you know, if an individual can at least get an interview and not have to put that, you know, they were previously convicted of a crime. So just giving them the opportunity to really have a chance to really show them themselves to, you know, that they're ready to work and be transitioned back into the community.
Dr. Scott, it is so incredible to hear about the impact of your dissertation research and the significance that it has had already in the real world. As you may remember, one of the Drexel differences is our focus on sustainable leadership. And this is a big concept, right? It includes understanding how systems work and coming to understand how one's own worldview, values, beliefs, and habits of mind influence our leadership. So how did this impact the way you see yourself within your own context?
I would say this program really got me to think outside of the box, because we think one way, or even with our experiences, we may see things in a different lens or perspective. But even with life experiences and being in this program, and also speaking with other individuals that have their own studies, seeing how things are similar, how things are different, you know, our own biases and our own views that, you know, we might think that it's this one way when it's really this way. What are the theories, you know, that are associated with these different types of worldviews? How can you see a situation that you might think is hopeless or impossible and really, really implement things that can change somebody's worldview, that can really inspire them to think outside of the box and to learn how to work together? That's one of the things that I'm really big on, is really now not looking at it so much as an individual, but how can I collaborate with other people as well? And how can they collaborate with me? So just changing a worldview of, you know, not being so closed off, but being able to express myself more. And in a way that people get it and that they understand, but to have a dialogue and a conversation, even when people have differences as well. And that's one of the things that I think make, you know, us unique as humans is that we can have our own worldview as something, but we can also see it from a different perspective and still have respect for that perspective.
Well, that's a perfect segue to my next question. So addressing issues of equity, inclusion, and social justice is really at the core of teaching, learning, and scholarship in our EDD program. You've spoke to this a bit, but can you tell us more about how your experience as a student with your dissertation research, how has it impacted your ability to contribute to equity, social justice, and or anti-racist practices in your current professional practice?
So one of the things is access, whether that's to mental health resources, whether that's to programs that help individuals transition. And it can be students, students that are considered minorities, and not only just, you know, by color, creed, or religion, but we're also talking about students that have disabilities. I've worked with students with disabilities before, and, you know, they have a lot of talent and things that they can do, but because people view them in a different way, because of that disability, it's like, especially if it's something that is physical and you can see it, oh, well, they can't do that because they may have one arm or one leg. And I think recently I just saw a basketball player, I believe with one arm, who is playing professionally at the college level. So just to have people understand and really educate them and to support people through theory, through research, through actual practice, and making it full circle, making things make sense to people that may not otherwise get it. Because we all have different experiences. We all look at things differently. So how do you then work with other people and collaborate? I've done a lot of presentations at Columbia University, the University of North Carolina, talking about the access to health, the access to resources in the community. And so I know this EDD program really helped me to shift, because I was in higher education and then I saw the community need in my last role. And so I shifted into the community role. So it also helps you shift as well too, and looking at, okay, where can I make the most impact and what is already being done? And what can I do to support that? But where do I see that there are gaps and needs as well? So I'm doing a lot more speaking and talking more about equity and inclusion as well.
Dr. Scott, that's awesome. You have been incredible, and the impact that you have made in the community is very clear. You also wear many different hats. So you're a CEO, you're a counselor, you're a speaker, you're a consultant, a community servant, and an educator. Out of all of that, what has been the greatest impact of the EDD on your career?
That's a good one. I would say effective leadership, program evaluation, and just understanding my role in the community. And because things are so connected and can be transitioned into or translate into any area of practice that I'm in, I really want to say that leadership, the effective leadership and understanding, you know, that I may have to be authoritative. I may have to be a transformational leader. I may have to be a servant leader. And what does that mean? Who am I working with? For my students, especially, I really love to educate. I think out of all of those things, I really love to educate students, because for me, when I was a student, there were some spaces where I had to navigate alone. And then there were other spaces that, you know, I had a lot of support and help as well. So when I get to go back and help students bridge the gap and to really understand themselves, who they are, that they're just not this one person with this one idea or this one major, how to make it make sense. And when I teach them how to do that, when I teach them about their skills, about their interests, and how that can translate into many different areas, they get it. And when I see that aha moment, I feel that I've done my job. And so I would say just my teaching as an educator is the most impactful from this EDD.
Well, Dr. Scott, you certainly accomplished so much. What's next for you professionally? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? And what kind of additional impacts would you like to have?
I would say probably still teaching. I just have a passion and love for that really focused on the career and professional development. So my focus is shifting more into training and development as I move throughout this process, and even an understanding that it's okay to change. It's okay to move into different roles and to be in different spaces as well. That's how I feel. I've personally learned more about myself. I've learned more about my craft and also about the needs, the strengths I have, the weaknesses, areas where I need to improve, not only for myself, but also for the different programs and services that I'm creating as well too. What are the needs? Where do I see the common thread of people that need support? Where is that? So I'm more focused on the training and development because that's an area, as we talked about before, the multicultural counseling, the social justice, the equity, those type of anti-racist practices. I see a lot with the critical race theory being an issue right now. And my one of the foundations of my research was the human growth and development, Bronfenbrenner's model, ecological model of human development. How do we grow? How do we learn? What are the different spaces that we learn as well too? What are the influences in those different spaces? So just learning and understanding more about myself. And so I'm getting ready to transition into more of the training and development, still in that career and professional development. Every career, every job that I have had has led me to that in some form or fashion. And so that's where I see myself going.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind, at least, that wherever you go, you will have an impact and really increase awareness and help out communities all around. We want to thank you for sharing the impact that the Drexel EDD has had on your professional practice, Dr. Scott. And we do want to ask you a few lighter questions now. So what is something new you recently learned or discovered?
That's a good one. I would say that I discovered the human ability to adapt and to figure it out. A lot of people during these times, which has been unexpected, that a lot of people have been able to figure out what it is that they really truly want, that peace of understanding, okay, a lot of individuals have left the 9-to-5 and have created their own communities and their own businesses. And so that was really inspirational, that when people are up against the wall, they figure it out. They navigate, you know, these different spaces and they find who they really and truly are. And so they step out and are not afraid to take that next step. So that's what I've learned for the last year and a half. It's been rough, but, you know, a lot of people are resilient.
Absolutely. Well, you may have a ton of these, but what's your favorite or one of your favorite inspirational quotes?
Let's see. I do have a ton. I would say that one of my most inspirational quotes by Dr. King, when he talks about the mind being a terrible thing to waste, because the mind is one of the strongest muscles in the body. And so when you don't use it, you do lose it. And mental health is so important that it affects our physical well-being as well. And I don't think people really understand to the extent when you're anxious, when you're stressed, when you're emotional, it does physically affect your body. That's why some people are exhausted and they're like, why am I so tired? It's because you're just drained. Your energy is just drained because you're mentally always constantly going. And so when you have that peace of mind, the rest of your body just, you know, gets that relaxation that it needs. So just being mentally healthy and more aware. I think during these times, people are more aware of and taking self-care more seriously than they were before.
Thanks for that reminder of that wonderful quote from Dr. King, always inspirational words that has come from him and will continue to live on forever. This is the last question, Dr. Scott, I promise. What will finally break the internet?
I would say when we all get back to a happy, a happy balance. I would say that would be the break of the internet, because right now people are, I think, still worried about what the future holds. But I'm always optimistic, even in the worst of situations, that this too shall pass. We'll come out better than, you know, this last year and a half. And even before that, you know, people being able to find themselves and things that they struggle with, they can overcome. And my book is How I Got Over. So we talk about how we get over death, how we get over loss, how we get over grief, how we get over injustice, inequities, and just different experiences that we've dealt with that we can get over and keep getting over. So not just once, but that's, you know, life and just understanding who we are and becoming better people.
Right? Dr. Scott, where can we find your book?
It is on Amazon, How I Got Over, and it's also on the website, the plscottgroup.com. You can find the link there and purchase the book. And yeah, that's where it's located.
It has been a pleasure to have EDD alumnus Dr. Pia Scott on Impact today. Thank you, Dr. Scott, for sharing with us. We are always incredibly honored and excited to hear the amazing ways our EDD alums are having on an impact in the world. Dr. Scott's bio, including a link to her book, will be posted with the link to this episode on our EDD program website. Thank you for tuning in to Impact. We look forward to the next episode where we hear from other alums about the impact that earning a Drexel EDD has had on their professional practice, research, policy changes in the larger society. Goodbye for now.